Friday mornings, we talk movies. Stephanie Curtis, Minnesota Public Radio News. She is here to talk about one of the big movies opening this weekend.
It's a new Sandra Bullock movie. Have you heard about this?
I saw a preview for it, I think, just the other day.
Yeah. Our brand is Crisis.
Okay.
It's a strange name. She plays a woman whose nickname is Calamity Jane. Her real name's Jane. She's a political consultant who helps run campaigns, helps win campaigns. And she retires from the industry because it's a hard world and stressful world. And she starts drinking and partying and getting mean. So she goes off to the mountains and starts doing pottery. But then she's called back to service by a Bolivian presidential candidate. So she's an American. She goes down there, and there's a group of Americans trying to get a man elected president of Bolivia. And this is actually based on a documentary that was made in the mid-90s. And so there are American political consultants who go all around the world helping election campaigns in Britain and Israel, and they just kind of move on, like, who are you? All right, we'll get you elected. And so it's about what they do from commercials to selling a message to how you craft things to reach out to the people and how you craft things to reach out in the media. And it's all told through Sandra Bullock's character, Jane. And then Billy Bob Thornton plays her nemesis, the guy running the other campaign. It's such a pleasure to see Billy Bob Thornton.
I love him in movies. We were just having this discussion.
He is so fantastic and oily and weird. Do you remember Armageddon, that Bruce Willis, I'm going to go to the asteroid and save my daughter, Liv Tyler. How could we forget? The Ben Affleck with the tiny animal crackers. Do you remember that scene, the love scene with Liv Tyler where he declares his love for her and then he has little animal crackers?
Like the little animal crackers walking
on her
up
stomach.
Yes.
Very romantic. But Billy Bob Thornton was in that. And he was, Armageddon was almost worth watching.
He was like the mission control guy.
He was the mission control guy. Yeah. I was just like, wouldn't it be great if Billy Bob Thornton worked here at NPR?
Yes.
If I could channel him. So he's in this, and every scene to scene, there'll just be these great scenes between Billy Bob Thornton and Sandra Bullock and Sandra Bullock and her team. And so there are these wonderful scenes because it's directed by a great guy, David Gordon Green. But in the end, this movie is, it's made by Participant Media, which is it's funded by, I sound like a conspiracy theorist now, but it's funded by a guy named Jeffrey Skoll. He made millions. I don't know what he founded. Did he help found PayPal? I'm not sure what he founded something. He's a billionaire. And he runs a Participant Media, which is a film company that tries to get left-wing messages out. But instead of doing it in a documentary or in the most obvious way, they try to do it in an entertaining way.
Okay.
And they've made like horror movies about pollution and to try to get messages about to clean up the environment. And this one, it doesn't quite work as well. They're not as subtle as they had been because it's so clearly about politics and it's a little heavy-handed, and it's really heavy-handed right at the end. So you leave the theater like you'd been so entertained, and then you leave the theater like, it didn't all come together.
So there's a bit of an agenda. Is it funny? Because it's listed as like a comedy drama. Is there moments where you laugh?
There are moments that are so funny. Like there'll just be a funny scene after funny scene after funny scene. But then it doesn't all come together as a drama, as a bigger message, which it wants. It wants there to be something bigger said. And you really don't get that feeling. It doesn't all come together. I mean, I enjoyed it. And then I left kind of feeling disappointed in it. And I feel like people should, you know, wait for the DVD. Do watch it, especially for Billy Bob Thornton. But wait for home. Wait for it to come to your own home, and then do watch it.
What do you think of Sandra Bullock these days as an actress?
I love Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I love her as a movie star.
I
love watching her.
I feel like I'm over her in movies.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Totally not. When she first shows up in the first scene of this, you know, they come across, she's in a mountain hideaway, and she's supposed to be all by herself. She shows up fully made up. And what woman would sit in a mountain hideaway by herself and wake up in the morning, and the first thing she did was pull on a full face of makeup? And I thought, this is corny, and it's a Hollywood star who can't let go. But it was kind of so that they could have her really fall apart in Bolivia. There are scenes where she just looks She looks haggard for about an hour of the movie. She totally goes all out, and I just love watching her. I think she's a great movie star.
What do you think, Sean?
I'm not like, I feel like Sandra Bullock has kind of three movies she makes of which half of one is good. I just like, it doesn't, she doesn't work for me a lot of times because I don't feel like she says yes to the right projects. She's not one of those people where you go, if she's in it, you know it's a good movie. And that's, you know, evidenced by the fact that this particular movie, even if you love Sandra Bullock, you said it's not a great movie. I don't think she picks the right roles. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, she's not, you know, Brad Pitt can pick pretty well, right, and he does pretty well. But I enjoy watching her. She will lift any movie like that she's in, I feel like. And any scene, and I like watching her age too. I like seeing her. She's not aging in a scary way, mm-hmm, like a lot of, especially women, and now men these days too, when they just start getting a little funky looking in their 40s and 50s. And she looks like, I mean, fantastic. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, she's better looking than most of us ladies around her age. But she doesn't look frightening. She looks like a woman in her late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, she looks like looks a real like person. She's supposed
and,
to look right. like.
And
yeah.
I enjoy seeing. That's one thing that I was regretted about not enjoying this movie more. I like seeing a movie where a woman is in a lead. She's not, it's not a romantic comedy. They don't have a romantic subplot.
Right.
She's not falling in love with Billy Bob Thornton and or anybody else. And it's about her career, and it's about her mission in life. And I always say, why don't they make more movies about this? And then they make one. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, I saw that.
So I'm a terrible feminist, is what I'm saying.
The movie is called Our Brand is Crisis, the big wide opening.
Theater near you.
Kind of movie. So Sandra Bullock, Billy Bob Thornton, Our Brand is Crisis. Stephanie Curtis, Minnesota Public Radio News. She joins us Friday mornings to talk movies. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You
Happy
too.
Happy Halloween.